Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. Give a warm welcome to Ethan tonight. Are you there? Ethan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Roy.
And what's on the agenda for tonight?
Well, I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about what we do with the tarot and our divination tools. We can go into a little bit about sacred contracts, if you like.
Yeah.
Let's talk about sacred contracts, and then we'll go into the soul collages. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we could briefly, talk about that. We do have some callers that are lining up, so let's go ahead and get started. And what about the sacred contracts?
Well, I was explaining to a friend about what that means and what it is for our audience. It's a book by Carolyn Mice, and it talks about our different archetypes that we work with, and every archetype, we all have what they call a sacred contract that we all made before we came to this life, and every contract is a soul contract that we've made, and it's kind of like an improv group where we all came here, we all play different roles, and those roles are by our dharma. And that plays a big part in sacred contract too, is dharma. And dharma is the roles that we chose when we came here, and the people that we made agreements with. And those people who we made agreements with were part of our archetypes. So basically, for an example, if you play the role of the prostitute, like this individual I was working with the soul collages, he was the role of the prostitute. So therefore, it makes him feel more comfortable to express himself in a way where he feels comfortable with his shirt off, or he feels comfortable wearing shorts in the summertime. And other people, that kind of bugs them because they feel like they have to be in closed doors. Mm-hmm. Which, the prostitute is all about, it's not about, that you're the kind of person that likes to sleep around. It's basically talking about, you can be a sexual person, but it's also talks about, just feeling comfortable with yourself, that you have nothing to hide, and you're not behind, you're not sheltered all your life. So you feel like you can be more independent, you can depend on yourself instead of other people to do it for you. And that's how we've been programmed, and that's another sacred contract that we've all made. And with all these archetypes, people play a big role in our lives as the prostitute, the victim, the rescuer, whatever it is, we all have six major archetypes that we all work with. And then the rest of the archetypes have a lot to do with things that we imagined what we were as a child. Maybe you might have thought that you were Superman, so maybe Superman could be an archetype as well. So you look at Superman, what does Superman do? You start thinking about it. So all these roles that we've all come into this life, we've all made out those characters. And those are our archetypes and sacred contracts. So we all play different roles in life. and that's our sacred contract that we chose.
Now, on these archetypes, can they work for us or can they work against us?
That's the other thing, Roy, I want to talk about. You know, the individual that talked to me, he said, how does the archetype work against us and how do we work with the archetypes? And I said, is it right for me to learn about werewolves and vampires and zombies and, you know, the dark side? And I said, neither it's right or wrong. It just is. Everything just exists in the moment, in this present time. And so basically, there is no right and wrong between the shadow and the light side. It's just about growth. It's about growing spiritually. So basically, you're going to come up against the shadow and the light. So you might learn more about the shadow to balance out the light. So it kind of goes hand in hand without each other, because they can't exist without each other. So you might learn about the shadow side, on how the shadow side can affect you in many different portions of your life, depending on how you're living. Sometimes people have chosen short lives. Some people have chosen longer lives. And, of course, that was their sacred contract, something that they felt like they had to do. It's like they get this feeling. It's like, I feel like this is just something I have to do. It's almost like when you have to go to the bathroom. You know, for an example, when you have to go to the bathroom or when you're hungry. So it's an intuition. It's something we feel that we have to do. And so those are a part of our sacred contract, and how they work against us is basically, do we show our love and our light energy to the people who are poor, and how it affects our karma, and how do we care for people? You know, those are part of our dharma and our karma and that role that we play, you know. So it's all based up on our karma, on how it affects us.
You know, that is so interesting. And I just wanted to mention to you, Adrian, we have a bunch of callers lined up. Should we go ahead and get started and invite the callers on the app?
Yes, let's go to the 111 area. You're on the air, Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Good evening. Hi.
Can you hear us? You have to speak up a little bit louder.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah, and first of all, give us your first name and where are you from?
Okay, my name is Craig, and I'm from Detroit.
Okay, and what is your question for tonight?
My question for tonight is, my doctoral proposal for a degree, one of the first steps for a degree was approved yesterday. Do you guys see me going through the first time around?
Nathan, were you able to hear that question?
It seemed like it kept cutting out.
You're going to have to repeat that question again.
Sure. Just finished going through a process in which my doctoral study proposal was approved, and now I have to for permission to conduct study in that process. Didn't you guys see me getting accepted the first time? Well, this is going to be a drawn-out process.
Now, are you just completing some schooling? Is that what this is all about? Hello. It sounds like you're really breaking up. Adrian, you're going to have to move on to the next caller now. I'm sorry, but you're breaking up too badly on this end.
Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 646 area. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, we could hear you good on our end also. And what's your name and where are you from?
Well, I'm Christina, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, and what is your question for tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could tell me the contract that I have with this person that I'm in dealing with recently.
Is this a business deal?
Well, I'm thinking more in terms of the sole contract, and I wonder what
Nathan, what are you getting?
Well, first you have to look at what your business is with this person. Like, you said this is not a business relationship, but is this a love relationship?
No.
Okay, or would you consider it as a friendship?
Yes.
Okay, and so if you were to look at it as a friendship, then what kind of friendship do you have with this person?
Well, that's the question, because it's been very irritating, and I feel like I'm being taken advantage of.
So you feel like it is kind of what I'm getting, you feel like it's a something, it's a karmic debt that you have to fulfill. So something karmic. That's kind of what the contract I'm getting from this. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of, then you feel like the victim. So this is the victim contract. And it's also a karmic contract that you have with this person. Because you feel like on a different level, you feel like you have to be the victim in this situation. But at the same time, you feel like there's something inside of you, like a light coming from the light side, that you feel like you have to help this person, even though you feel like the victim in this contract.
Well, I would like to get out of it as quickly as possible.
Did you have a bad dealing with this person before?
Kind of, yes.
Because that's what I'm getting, and the main thing it says that not to keep looking back, you know, to keep moving forward.
Keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Is this person going to harm me in any ways?
Well, actually, this person's sort of a shady person for you to be dealing with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by shady?
Not trustworthy?
Yeah.
I kind of get that sense as well.
And, actually, you have
Do you have any reason why you're with this person?
I have no choice.
Well, there's always choices, you know.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you know, the choice that you made was to play the victim role. But you also have the choice of playing another role, too, which, you know, you could be a rescuer to yourself and save yourself from being a victim from this circumstance. So you have to figure out how can you solve this problem to get out of this contract.
Got it. Yes. Okay.
So what are you getting really from
that? My guides are telling me that you need to put some protection around yourself, and you might even want to purchase a candle, a banishing candle, You want to explain that to her, Adrian?
Yeah, that would be a good tool for her, I think. I think if you were to get a banishing, you could buy any candle from a store, just get a black candle,
mm-hmm.
and just write down, you know, you can carve banish in, on it, or you can even write it down on a piece of paper. And just, if you have a picture of this person, I recommend getting a picture
mm-hmm.
and putting his picture underneath the candle and the paper
mm-hmm.
and write down why you want to banish this person out of your life and how he's affecting you in your life and how you want to save yourself and rescue yourself from being a victim.
Right. Do you foresee that he might do something underhanded in the next couple weeks?
When you say that, what do you mean by that?
Hmm.
You feel threatened?
Well, yes. I'm looking out for my interest.
Right.
Are you able to get a restraining order on him?
Oh, no, it's not that bad. It's more of a credit for the work.
Huh.
Like I said, the card that I'm pulling says that you want to be careful because this could even result in a lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
okay. Does that open up anything for you?
Yeah. I think I'm going to get the banishing candle and
and
be more careful around this person.
Yeah.
And I would also, are you afraid that he's going to sue you or something?
He's going to what? I'm sorry?
Like sue you?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about a lawsuit, Edna?
Yeah, are you afraid that he's going to sue you?
No. I was afraid that he might try to get me fired.
Yeah, I'd get a banishing for that. And I would also get a justice candle.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can help balance the energy out. That
justice
plays
candle?
In your part.
Mm-hmm.
That's another archetype that you're going to need. You're going to need justice. And you're going to need, like Roy says, a banishment to banish the negative energy out of your life.
Right. What is a justice candle? And how do you just burn it? Is there a special ritual that you need to do?
Well, usually with the justice candle, you get a white and gray candle.
Uh-huh.
And basically, you can get the candle buying it offline. You can get it offline. Just look up candles.com, you know, or bondenicacandles.com. And just, look up justice candle online. And it will have like two scales on it. It'll show two scales of a guy holding scales of a Libra sign.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that, the justice candle will bring the justice in your favor if there's any kind of legal legalities or anything like that.
Okay.
Or you can even pray to Ra, too. You can pray to Ra just by getting a yellow candle and ask Ra to bring justification in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the sun god of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And what he does is
meditation. It don't always have to be done through prayer.
You could do it through the intention of sending out the energy to Ra and just ask Ra to bring justification
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Got it.
And if he brings justification, then, just light a yellow candle, just meditate on him.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Hey, Jen, we need to move on to the next caller now.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we want to thank you for joining us, and please call us back and let us know how this turns out for you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Go to the next caller from the 480 area.
Hello?
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
My name is Lacey, and I'm from Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, great. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I was wondering, I was going to an interview this weekend, and I was wondering if I'm meant to go, or is it just another one of those I'm not supposed to do?
Say that again.
I'm supposed to go to an interview this weekend, and I was wondering if I'm if I'm going to get the part or no.
Is it the kind of work that you want to do?
It's something I'm interested in, yes.
Okay. Adrian, what are you getting?
Can you say that again? For some reason, there's static in the background.
It's about an interview that she's supposed to go to. She wants to know if she's going to get the job or, you know, how is it going to turn out for it?
I feel like there is a possibility that she will get the job. Because it's something that she's been wanting for a long time, so, from other past generations of other lifetimes. So, yeah, I feel like she'll get the job. She'll get it.
And have you been thinking negatively lately?
I've been thinking I wouldn't get it or I would. But then I think I could get it.
I mean, do you have doubt?
Of course.
You do have doubt?
Yes.
Okay. In order to get any kind of, you know, whatever we desire, all doubt does is slow everything down for you. So anytime you send something to the universe, it has to be for, you know, your highest good and without a doubt. In other words, you have to see yourself in that position.
Okay.
And that's how the law of attraction works.
Okay, doke.
And so the main thing is do some meditation on it. Start focusing, you know, go into, you know, some quiet time and start putting that, you know, into the, you know, to the universe, and then you'll see better results.
Okay.
Okay. Adrian, are you ready for the next caller now?
Yeah, let's go to the next caller from the 785 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, please,
yes,
and where are you from?
My name is Linda from California.
Linda, and what question do you have for us tonight?
Oh, I'm going through a breakup with my husband, and I'm wondering if there's any contract left that I am still writing out with him.
Yeah. How many years of marriage?
Oh, 38.
Okay. Majin, what are you getting from that?
Well, first I'd like to ask is are you back and forth with each other?
I am fine. I'm done. But he is not.
So if he is not, then your contract hasn't ended yet. So it's going to be like a yo-yo. That's kind of what I'm getting. It's going to be back and forth.
Is there anything I can do to end the contract?
It's going to require a sacrifice.
Can she cut the cords to end that contract, agent?
No.
You can't cut
Not in this
cords.
Situation.
Not in this situation.
No, because the way they binded the contract when they got married, they made a soul agreement. And on that soul agreement, they're going to have to, she's going to have to make a sacrifice.
And explain to her what that sacrifice is.
Well, sacrifice is also another archetype that that you're going to have to make. You'll know when it comes. I think the best way to identify it would be a soul collage, don't you, Roy?
Yeah.
I think it would be a better way of identifying it.
Yeah.
What is that?
Have you ever heard of a soul collage?
No.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time to, explain, how it's done.
Soul collage, like your spirit soul and a collage, like a picture.
Well, you know what a collage is. It's a group of pictures. And what a soul collage is in these pictures that you pick, that each one is your archetype and they have certain messages for you.
Right.
So you have to ask the question, why this marriage is not working.
And not only that, but you also have to ask, why do you have to make a sacrifice? Or what is the sacrifice that you have to make?
Right.
So that you can end the relationship and just banish him out of your life. If not, then he'll keep repeating and keep coming back.
Yeah, that's what's been happening. Keep repeating.
Did you meet him? I'm getting that you met him right after when you were young.
Right.
Was this after college or before college? Or
high school.
In high school? So it was was he your high school sweetheart?
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
So, Adrian, are you getting that this was a soulmate or a twin flame?
Well, if it was a twin flame, that would be a really hard one to crack.
Yeah.
If it is a soulmate, then it won't be as hard on the soul to make the sacrifice. But with a twin flame, it would be a lot harder task to do that. But with the soulmate, I don't feel like it was a twin flame, so I just don't get that feeling because the love isn't really there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a twin flame, they would have so much more love and unconditional love for each other instead of so much separation and resentment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a lot of resentment and separation, then it's a soulmate.
Yeah.
But it keeps repeating because it's a karmic contract.
So there was lessons from a past life that haven't been
hasn't been cleared.
They haven't been cleared,
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So what do I do to clear it?
Well, that's what I mean. You have to make a sacrifice, and the only way to do that is you have to identify what it is, and the best way to identify it is a soul collage by looking at a magazine, going through the pictures, ripping them out, and then sorting out the story and finding out what caused the situation and how you're going to make the sacrifice so that you can, banish him out of your life, pretty much, if that's what you want.
Okay.
Because it's not one of those things that you can banish with a spell because he'll keep repeating and repeating and repeating until you make the sacrifice.
Okay.
Because it goes much deeper than that, even though you're not really twin flames, but it goes much deeper on a soul level, on a connection.
Did you have children with this man?
I'm sorry?
Did you have a family with this, with your husband?
Yes.
And how many?
Three children.
Three children. Because my guys are telling me that you need to, not only with your husband, but you, you know, there's more than one person that's involved in this.
Yes.
So it's going to take a little bit longer so that you can, you know, get this cleared.
Okay.
You know, this contract that you need to, you know, the contract that you want to end between you and him.
Yeah, okay. Another question is you want to ask is how many sacrifices that you made in that past life when you ask, when you go into the soul collage and what you need to make, what sacrifice you have to make to end the contract.
Do you have a magazine nearby?
Yes. Yes, just a second.
Okay.
My daughter's getting it for me.
Okay. We just want to give you a quick sample of how this works.
Okay, I have it.
Okay, out of this magazine, I want you to pull two pictures, and these would be pictures that would come to you, you know, that stand out. Don't try to look for pictures. These pictures are just going to stand out amongst the others. And tell us what they are.
Oh, I see a man with a headset on speaking to a group of people. And then I see three people on stage, two men with guitars.
And is that on the same picture?
It's on the same page.
On the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you by looking at that picture?
Oh, the man speaking is trying to help people understand, and the people with guitars are entertaining, wanting to make people happy.
And Adrian, what are you getting from that picture?
Well, if you were to ask the question about, you know, what do I have to give up to sacrifice the relationship so it don't affect me anymore, you know, then you look at the picture and you say, you know, how does that represent to my question? So basically you have to ask yourself that, how would you interpret that picture relating to that question?
Okay.
I mean, you could just tell me anything. You don't have to think about it. Just tell me what your interpretation is.
Oh, just somebody trying to make people understand what they're feeling, maybe, and the other with the people playing guitar is just entertainment, solely bringing joy to people.
Is there something you feel like you have to give up to make that sacrifice?
The only thing I feel like I don't feel like I'm giving up anything. I feel like I'm taking my own joy at his expense.
Mm-hmm. So that's probably what it is then.
I can't be happy because of his unhappiness is pulling me down so bad.
Do you feel he's do you feel he's closed off, that he's not listening to your, you know, what you want in life, you know, that he's just mainly, you know, focusing
exactly.
On what he wants.
Exactly. It's all about him and his loss.
Yeah.
He can't appreciate that I'm moving on and I'm having a better life, that he wants to just keep focusing on what I've done is hurt him so bad, and that I should give up what I have now and go back to, because I owe it to him.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the sacrifice.
And what is the next picture?
That was the two.
Yeah, they were two pictures there.
One was the person speaking to the group with his finger pointing, and the other picture was the people playing guitars.
Okay.
Now, this is what I want you to tell yourself. I want you to say to yourself, I have been redeemed, delivered, and restored now.
Okay.
I want you to repeat those words.
I have been redeemed, delivered, and restored now.
And that's all you have to say to yourself. And now you've taken your power back. And Roy, I want you to give her those words about taking your power back.
Okay.
The word is Babo. And what that means is thank you for taking your power back.
So when you see him, say those words.
Yeah.
Say the words.
Yes, Babo.
What words? Can you spell that?
Babo.
E-S. P A V O.
E S P A V O.
Yeah, S Babo.
And basically, Babo. Now that you've been redeemed and delivered and restored, you've already made the sacrifice.
Right.
So now you can let him go.
Yeah.
Now you can do the banishing, and he'll be gone from your life.
Yeah.
And the best way to do the banishing is by writing his name down on a piece of paper and burning it and letting the ashes fly away without looking back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how does this information that we gave you, how does that make you feel?
Relieved, yes.
Good. And again, there's no coincidences. You did, you know, come onto our show tonight for a reason.
Oh, I was looking for a spirituality on the Blog Talk.
Right.
For current shows on. And you came up. And I
wonderful.
Called him. Namaste.
Yeah, namaste.
Namaste.
And thank you for joining us tonight. Let's go ahead, Adrian, with the next caller now, and let's see if we could get one more caller in.
Okay, 512 area, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name, please, and where are you from?
Renee and Texas.
Okay, first of all, we're off the air, but we're still able to talk to you. We'll answer any questions, but if we're just cut off, that means we ran out of time. Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, okay. Well, recently, my closest friend, and who I love dearly, and just walked away from us. And he had been staying here. He's now staying somewhere else. He wants me. Won't text back, won't do anything. He's gotten really bad on drugs, and in my heart, I just don't feel that I can let him go yet, and Everybody tells me to let him go, and I can't. And I know that he loves me, and I just can't let him go. And I need to know what to do.
Have you been listening about to Adrian when he's been talking about the sacred contracts?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just doing a soul clause.
My guides are recommending that you get that book and learn more about the archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is that you're becoming the rescuer for him.
Well, I know, and that's for the past 6 months. I've enabled his behavior and watched it progress to what it is now, and I've gone to our friends on a couple occasions and asked for them to do an intervention, and, you know, and so, I mean, I've let him go, and I'm not asking or begging him to come back because he needs to, you know, experience the hit rock bottom or whatever, but I have decided to speak to his family and get them to maybe do an intervention, but I can't be the rescuer anymore, and I do know that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, does that mean I have to let him go?
And what are you getting from that, Adrian?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to let him go. It just means you need to start learning to rescue yourself.
Right.
From him,
mm-hmm.
because you've allowed all this in your life, so it's just a matter of rescuing yourself and just telling the universe that you're ready to let go of anything that has held you back, and just you know, you have to be the receiver instead of the giver all the time, and that's how you feel. And people
mm-hmm.
are depending on you for things too much. That's what the rescuer does.
Mhm. Yeah,
so you
that's
have
true.
To be the receiver. And the best way to be the receiver is get a crystal that's a receiving crystal.
Okay.
Go to any metaphysical store and get a receiving crystal, which will help you to allow the flow from your bottom of your feet to your top of your head chakra and allow the energy to flow up instead of... See, all the energy is going out instead of in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, Roy? How it goes out
yeah.
of your crown chakra and not coming
right.
in? That's what's happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
okay.
flowing. The energy is not flowing correctly.
And another thing I just wanted to mention, and I'm looking at one of the cards. This is one of the reasons you want to rescue him because of what happened in your past, and you've had some heartaches before, and you didn't want to have to go through that again with him.
Yeah,
I'm also kind of getting that you felt kind of obligated to him too.
Yeah,
like there's something that he did for you, and now you feel like you have to repay it, the karmic debt.
Well, kinda, but not really. I mean, I know I don't have to repay anything, but I mean, you know, he has done for me ever since we were teenagers, and I have done for him. It's been a mutual
yeah.
deal, you know, and.
So you feel like there's been a balance?
Not lately, no. It's been more one-sided lately, but I chalk that up to the, you know, it not being really him, but the drugs, so.
So when you feel like you're done with that, then just tell the universe that you're done, you end the contract, you rip it up, you know, you basically get a crystal that's a receiver and allow yourself to receive more. Instead of giving back to him, if you feel like there is a karmic debt, then you have to continue doing what you're doing for a while until you fulfill it. If not, then you have to make a sacrifice. That's what I was trying to explain to that lady.
And I did understand that, and I think that in my case, me going to his family, that's the sacrifice. I'm sacrificing myself because he's going to hate me for
mm-hmm.
a while. And I mean, in my soul, I feel like that we will be back together and it'll be okay. And it may not be anytime soon, but I feel like we're supposed to be together.
In the end, you will. It's just there's some things that you, contracts that you have to go through with him, and that's what you're going through. You're trying to figure it, figure everything out. And it's been kind of burning you out lately.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure